Boy is tired, man. Your boy is tired. Listen, G Dizzle done started working out again, y'all. G Dizzle has started working out again. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get this, trying to go on this cruise next year, trying to be looking straight out in these streets. You know what I mean? So I just got finished doing a mile and a half run. Out of that mile and a half, I probably ran about a quarter mile and walked the rest, but it's a start. You know what I'm saying? It's a start. Back in the day, I used to run 2, 3, 4 miles like it was nothing. These days, as I rapidly approach the age of 43 with injuries and all this stuff, this fitness thing is it's a little bit more challenging than it used to be. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I want to talk about these nutcases roaming the streets, man. I want to talk about these nutcases. Shout out to Dave. What's cracking? Ms. Akita, it's sad we act like animals and wonder why people treat us like that. Facts. Super facts. You know what I'm saying? What's happening, Anthony? Hanging and banging like Hulk Hogan. Yeah, man. Fit G in the house for sure, man. Listen, this fitness thing is serious. Like I say, I've posted pictures of myself. Listen, I told y'all, all y'all know I'm ex-military. So I was in the army for 13 years, jumped out of airplanes, did all kind of goofy stuff, which contributed to me racking up injuries. And this is one of the reasons why I didn't do 20 years in the military. I got out after 13 because my injuries got so bad. But I initially injured myself jumping out of a plane a long time ago, landing the wrong way. But you know, that's neither here nor there. But back in the day, your boy was a manimal. That's what I used to call myself, a manimal out in the streets. Now I'm just a father. But anyways, I want to talk about these nutcases in my state of Florida, because you know, listen, rest in peace to David Carroll. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of David Carroll. I used to listen to his videos every now and then, so I'm probably going to misquote him when I say this, but there is one popular saying David Carroll used to say. He always used to say something along the lines of, "Where there's, well, how'd it go? Where there's two or three, I shall not be," or something along those lines, where he was talking about where if there were more than three black folks in the vicinity, he ain't there. And listen, I try not to. Somebody says, tell me more about manimal status. I don't know if you want to know about that. I don't know if my wife will approve of me telling you about manimal status. You had to have met me before I met the wife, and then you would have known all about manimal or man beast status. You know what I mean? You had to have met me about 20 years ago, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so. Like I say, I want to talk about these nutcases, right? Because listen, like I say, David Carroll, rest in peace to that brother. It was either somebody said that was Tommy Sotomayor that said that. Well, I don't know who said it. Tommy, David, you know, whoever. Somebody in Black YouTube said it. But I can't remember exactly how the quote goes, but it says something like, "Where there's two or three, I shall not be," or something along those lines. But basically, where there's a whole bunch of Negroes, I shall not be in the vicinity. And listen, in my personal life, it's not like I purposely go out of my way to try to live by that ethos to a certain extent. But as I get older, you know, and I start looking at my life in a more in a more and more conscious of the concept of mortality. Because you know, back in the day when I was young, you know, I thought I was Superman and could do anything. Hence the reason why I decided to go to airborne school and jump out of airplanes flying 600 miles per hour, like 2, 3,000 feet in the air. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought I was invincible back in the day. But as I get older and I start thinking about, you know, we're all gonna die. You know what I'm saying? We're all gonna die. We're all gonna get sent up out of here one way or another. You know what I'm saying? Look at the actor Lance Reddick, the guy that used to play on The Wire, the black dude. I remember him from the TV show, HBO show called Oz, that show about the prison. He played like an undercover cop in the prison who got strung out on drugs, And then he, the next thing I know, I saw him playing in The Wire. Then he's played in some other stuff, the John Wick movies and all that stuff. But anyways, that brother was like 60, 61 years old, looked like he was in very good health, and just got sent up out of here on a random whim. Now, I know some people are like, oh, it's the jab, it's the jab. You know, I don't really contribute it to the jab because, one, I don't know if that guy got his vaccination or whatever. But what I am going to say is people, even healthy people, drop dead. And I can give an example of when I was in the Army. I want to say I was in my first duty station. This is back in like 2004 or something like that. And there was this guy, this black dude. I can't remember what his name was, but I know what his face looks like. Anyways, this guy, let me see. I was 24 years old back then. This dude had to have been about 20, 22, 23. I think he came into the military like a year or two before me. But he was in like ridiculously good shape. Like ripped up, lived in the gym, muscles everywhere, can run 2 miles in about 14 minutes flat. You know, he was just the epitome of fitness back in these days. Anyways, I remember we're out there doing a PT test, right? 2 minutes push-ups, 2 minutes sit-ups, and go do your 2 mile run. Old buddy went and did his 2 mile run. And then after he finished, he collapsed and died. And he was only like 23 years old. You see what I'm saying? And he was in, he was the epitome of fitness. I mean, this dude was in ridiculously good shape, but something happened after that run. His body couldn't take it. I don't know what happened. And he fell over, passed out, and never woke up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that even healthy people are healthy looking people. They can expire on a drop of a dime. Like, it's like you never know when it's your time to go. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I say all that to say, even though we all should be out there trying to live our best life, we all should be trying to get healthy and doing all these things, there are things that you can do to prevent yourself from getting sent up out of here prematurely. You see, you know what I'm saying? And this goes back to Tommy or David Carroll, whoever said it, where you might not want to place yourself in and around the vicinity of a bunch of niggas. And so let's go ahead and talk about Miami. Y'all know I'm from Florida. I don't live in Miami, but I am from Florida. So let me go ahead and pull my screen share up. Listen, I just don't understand what's wrong with Negroes. I don't get it, right? So it says, there's a terrifying video shows execution-style Miami Beach shooting. Now, obviously, we're not about to play the video because YouTube is not finna have that. I don't know what this video is we're looking at right here. Let's make this bigger. All right. Shocking surveillance video captures the execution-style killing that sent throngs of Miami spring breakers bolting Sunday, the second deadly shooting that erupted at the popular party destination over the weekend. The terrifying footage shows crowds of vacationers walking underneath umbrellas around 3:30 a.m. when a gunman starts firing off rounds. Startled tourists can be seen covering their heads as they run from the shots. The victim is then seen falling to the ground as the gunman continues firing at him. The shooter then runs from the bloody scene. Says Miami Beach police later identified Dontavious Leonard Polk. Listen, this is already a problem. Dontavious. I don't know. Listen, I just don't. There's this Facebook page that I follow called what is it called? Like Augusta Crime. When I was in the military, I used to live in Augusta, Georgia. And there's this Facebook page that I follow. And there's this young kid who just got killed up there, like 19 years old, working at a McDonald's. Some 24-year-old shot him in the car, right? Anyways, the victim's name just happened to be Don Quavius. Now, his name was Don Quavius. That was the victim's name. So when I saw this, Dontavious, I was like, oh, Jesus. But anyways, rest in peace to that other man. But listen, these names right here, Dontavious, I wrote a whole blog article. Let me see if I could find it. I wrote this blog article years ago on my website. Let me find it. Where I said, let me find this damn article. I called it Ghetto Names, right? Let me see if I can pull this. Oh, here it is right here. So this is my website that I rarely ever write for anymore. But I wrote this article back in 2014. Damn, it's been that many. So it's been over 9 years since I wrote this article, right? And I was like, I listed, these are all real names that I had, that, you know, I either knew some people with these names or I looked them up. Bonquisha, Sharkeisha, Bonquiqui, Trapa, no, Tapramanisha, Barakisha, Diziona, Antoinisha, Ikeisha, I'm Unique, Obamanisha. Like, these are all real names of people, y'all. And I wrote this article. I don't even remember what the heck I said in it, to be honest with you, because it was like 9 years ago. But I think I said something to the effect that if you name your child a name like this, like this is another real name. Congratulations, Shayla. Yes, these are all female names, because this is where I see the most ignorant names, right? If you name, oh, this is my favorite right here, Ladasha, right? L-A dash, an actual dash and an A, pronounced Ladasha. Like, that's a real name. And so I know some of y'all are like, what about the male names? Well, I mostly see this from females, but this can apply to men too. It's like, if you name your child these ultra ghetto names, you are purposely setting your child up to be a failure in life. That's my personal belief. That doesn't mean that you have to give your child a name that's an all-American apple pie sounding name like Richard or Bob. You know what I'm saying? But it's just my firm belief that if you purposely, when that baby pops out, and you actually put on the damn birth certificate, if somebody said AB, oh yeah, yeah, I do remember seeing this name, ABCDE, yeah. If you purposely, shout out to my man Cut to the Chase, but if you purposely name your child a name like ABCDE, dude, I think you should be arrested for child abuse, because you are purposely setting your child up to be a failure in society. And now I know I listed a bunch of girl names on here because girls, for some reason, y'all tend to, well, at least when I was coming up, I'll put it that way. When I was coming up, y'all used to have some of the most unique names in the world. But now it's happening with the dudes as well. The dudes is getting handed that work as well, right? Dontavious, Donquavious, and all these crazy names. But I just, there's just something about these names that it's kind of like, your destiny is written in the sky for you to be a failure ass nigga in life. That's my honest belief when I see names like this, Dontavious. Like, what the hell is a Dontavious? But anyways, that's a whole nother story. But anyways, Dontavious, 24-year-old from Fort Lauderdale, says he's being held Sunday night on first-degree murder charges. So here's the pictures. I think this is him right here, and this is the victim. Obviously, we're not going to play it. But anyways, I seen the video. He just literally just walks up onto this dude. I don't know if they knew each other, had beef. I don't know. But he just airs this dude out. Broad daylight, but in front of everybody. And we talking about, there's probably hundreds of people out there. This is spring break, Miami Beach. Just airs this dude out, puts angel wings on this dude in front of everybody. So now as a result, Miami Beach, the mayor of Miami Beach, they're like, hey, we need to get a curfew going on. We don't want spring breakers down here. And that's really code for they don't want a bunch of niggas. Because when you look at the pictures of who was all out there, this is who's out there. This is who's out there. A whole bunch of Dontaviuses and little Glock Glocks and little poop butts and Sharkeishas and Obama Nishas. This is all who is out there. A bunch of niggas with skinny jeans and slides on their feet. Like I told you guys before, especially down here in Florida, if you see a young nigga with crazy looking dreads on his head, skinny jeans and slides on his feet, cross the street and get away from that nigga. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. Look at this. It's all niggas out here for the most part. Yeah, you got some sprinkles of white folks out there, but this is all Negroes, right? And so you listen, you have to stay away from. Where's my water? I'm thirsty. I gotta get a swig. Give me a second. Listen. You got to stay away from niggas, man. You can't even screw this damn thing back on. You can't even go down to try to enjoy a spring break. Let your hair down. Go look at some booties twerking up and down on the street. Niggas is out there killing niggas in front of everybody. And this is all over the place. I mean, you see the videos of niggas at the airport acting the ass. What? I just saw a news story of a chick. Let me see if I can find it. Let me show y'all this crazies. Woman shoots a person in face over a hamburger. See if I can look at this. Let me find this story, y'all. Look at this. Look at this, this stud McMuffin right here. Looking like Queen Latifah from Set It Off. Look at this chick. She done shot somebody in the face over a damn hamburger, y'all, because they messed up her order. They ain't put enough secret sauce on her burger or something like that. She done up the strap and shot somebody in the face over a burger. I mean, This is insane with these people, man. This happened last year, but still, she just got sentenced. That's why it's making the rounds again. But I ain't even heard of it. She done shot a nigga in the face over a hamburger, y'all. You can't even go to your job flipping burgers without wondering if some nigga's gonna up the strap on you. Like, I know y'all remember seeing that one video where the two chicks hopped over the counter at some fast food joint like a McDonald's and started attacking the workers. And then one of the guys in the back, he went and pulled out like some metal rod and started beating them chicks half silly. And then the white chick in the video is talking about, please stop. Nah, he needed to give them all that work. But you can't even go get a burger without wondering if you're going to get shot in the face by Queen Latifah's younger sister right here. This is crazy. You can't go to Miami as a youngin', turn up, and wonder if some nigga's just going to air you out on the sidewalk. And then something like this happened in Florida, Orlando, last year. I think I told you guys about it. There was this Hispanic dude that was partying in downtown Orlando, and it just happened to be his daughter's birthday earlier that day. I think his daughter had turned like 3 or 4 years old. Right. And he went and bought her a dress, you know, celebrated with his daughter. Then he went out later on with his homeboys and they went club bar hopping downtown Orlando. Anyways, on video, you can see a Hispanic dude and his homeboy. They're like walking somewhere. Then all of a sudden, this black dude just blocks their path. And then all of a sudden, he pulls the gun out and just airs this dude out. And it's all caught on camera. And it's like, what did he do that for? Like, why did he air him out? But I think that Hispanic dude's mistake was he saw a bunch of niggas standing around when he should have crossed the street. He didn't know the rules. You see a bunch of niggas with dreads, skinny jeans, and slides on their feet. Nigga cross the street and call the police. He didn't know the rules. But that's what happened. But my thing is, give me a second. Oh, somebody say something about some extra mayonnaise. The extra mayo massacre story. Yeah, that's crazy. But my thing is, you got to stay away from niggas, man. You got, listen, I think, here's what I think black folks should do. All sane, productive members of black society. You know, those of y'all who go to work, earn your money, pay your taxes, take care of your children's, go on your little vacations once a year, whatever. You know, all y'all who are trying your best to avoid becoming a nigga. Here's what I think y'all should do, man. I think y'all need to start acting racist towards other black people. I think y'all need to embrace this coon shit and start acting racist. What's that dude's name? Scott Adams, right? What's his name? Scott Adams. I think y'all need to embrace y'all inner Dilbert, Scott Adams, and start acting racist towards black people. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what else. Listen, there are no solutions to any of this crap. Shout out to my man, Akatunde Nation. There are no solutions. When you see groups of young black folks out there like this, you just got to stay away from these niggas, man. Call the police on these niggas, man. Call the police on these niggas, man. Call the cops on these niggas, man. Put up signs saying no niggas welcome. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Because these niggas are out of control. These niggas are out of control. You can't go nowhere. This is part of the reason why they shut down spring break up in what was it, Pensacola or what is that city up in the panhandle in Florida? Is it Pensacola? Damn it. I don't know. I can't remember what the name of that damn city is up there. But anyways, this is one of the reasons why they shut down spring break out there. This is another reason why they're threatening to shut down spring break out in Daytona. Now, Daytona, it's a combination of niggas and then a bunch of bikers when they come out there. But really, it's more so in reference to them niggas. You know, in Daytona, they used to have this thing called Black Beach Week, right? This is normally like after Bike Week, then Black Beach Week could kick up. And I remember years ago, every time the Black Beach Week kicked off, there was always some problems, niggas out there robbing, shooting, killing, doing all kind of devilish act, just fucking it up for everybody. Now these niggas don't move. They don't migrate it down south to Miami, you know, to really turn up. And now they down there fucking up Miami, man, where niggas can't go down there and just enjoy the nightlife down there. You know what I'm saying? You got to start calling the police on these niggas. You got to start turning into chocolate-covered white supremacists on these niggas, man. When you see these niggas out, I don't care what they doing, call the law. Call the law on these niggas. Get these niggas up out of here, man. Just make up some shit and get these niggas up off. I don't care, man. Just call the law and just make up some shit and get these niggas up off the street. Because they just doing too much. They doing too much. Listen, you can't. They shooting niggas cold blooded on the streets, y'all. Cold blooded. I got a son that's 16. He'll be 17 years old. And this summer, he's at that age where he's going to want to start venturing out, exploring life as a young man. Now I got to worry about, damn, hopefully my son, if he goes down to Miami, hopefully he don't get into no shit because he's down there with a bunch of niggas. You see, I got to think about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a parent now. You know what I'm saying? Now, rewind the clock 20 years ago, my ignorant ass, I would have been all up in the mix down here, laughing and giggling and kikiing and ha-haing and all kinds of crap. But I'm past that age now. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a person that lives in a gated community with manicured lawns surrounded by white folks who pay their property taxes, and we pay Hispanic people to come out there and cut our grass. I'm part of that class of people now. I have to start thinking like them. And when I see niggas, I got to pick up the phone and call. I got to call the law on niggas. Get these niggas up out of here because they messing up stuff. What if I want to take my wife down to Miami and chill? You know what I'm saying? I ain't been to Miami When last time I was down there? Like 10 years ago? I ain't been to Miami in 10 damn years. What if I want to go down to Miami, go to South Beach and chill? I got to worry about niggas out, these little skinny jean niggas out here, man. Nah, man. I'm calling the police and getting these niggas up out of here. I'm calling the police. Get these niggas up out of here. Yeah, those dudes. Oh, yeah, I saw that. The guys that killed XXXTentacion, all three of them. And you know how they got caught? After they killed him and took his money, they went on Instagram flexing, stunting. One of the niggas was so dumb. I think he had on the same clothes that he had shot old buddy in. He went on Instagram wearing the same damn outfit, holding up the damn money phones. And then he wondered, like, how did I get caught, nigga? You're the only nigga around here with orange Nike slides on you. I think he had like actual orange Nike slides. And they identified it from the damn shooting or something like that. But you got to get these niggas up out of here, man. Niggas just mess it up for everybody, man. But you know, they're going to call you a coon. Yeah, that's right. 1-800-G. Listen, I'm telling. I'm getting niggas up out of here. I'm trying to make it safe for everybody because these little niggas is out of control. They just out of control. I mean, come on, son. How out of control do you have to be to do something like this in front of everybody? Like I said, you watched, look at all the people that were here. This is literally seconds before he aired this dude out. All these people just walking, just living their damn life. And here come old buddy with the strap and airs out the whole place, like clears the whole block. How much of a savage do you got to be to do that? I mean, we saw what happened in Orlando a couple weeks ago. Old buddy that went and shot up the news reporter, shot the girl in the car, pulled a kick door, killed a 9-year-old girl and shot her mother. Nigga, that shit happened around the corner from where my grandma used to live. I told you that dude that did that, he's the cousin of one of my homeboys. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? He one of them old dreadhead, crazy looking niggas with skinny jeans on. I'm in favor of calling the police on niggas, man, because I don't know what else is it to do. Y'all think a midnight basketball program would have prevented this? Y'all think we needs to, you know, because I live down here in Florida, right? So, you know, everybody's all up in arms about DeSantis talking about, man, they ain't going to teach black histories. They's trying to hide our histories. They don't want black peoples to know about slaveries. Even though that's not the truth, DeSantis is like, yo, we talk about slavery all day. We just ain't trying to hear all this queer gender ideology BLM crap. And I 100% rock out with DeSantis with that. But with that being said, y'all think learning about queer ideology in black history, y'all think that would have prevented this right here? Y'all think that's what would have prevented this? What else? Y'all think reparations would have prevented this? Imagine if they were trying to talk about giving niggas $5 million for those of us who descended from slaves down here in Florida, like they talking about doing out in San Francisco. Imagine if they had to give niggas $5 million. Y'all think $5 million would have prevented this nigga from doing this? Huh? Y'all think that would have prevented it? Yeah, would knowledge of self had it prevented him from doing this? With a Hidden Colors documentary, with Dr. Umar Johnson's school, would have prevented him? Or what about any of Dr. Boyce Watkins' classes? Would have prevented him? If he had started his own black-owned business and got him some financial freedom flashcards, would have prevented this from happening? With Jason Black, one of his lectures on YouTube, talking about gentrification and race wars, would have prevented this nigga from doing this? I mean, come on, man. Let's go down all the things black folks talk about that they always try to use as an excuse as to why niggas do nigga shit. Right? Like what would have prevented this dude from airing this dude out in front of all these people in Miami to the point where now the white folks is sick of the crap. They like, we want these niggas up out of here. We don't want no more spring breakers coming down here. We want curfews. Get these Negroes the hell up out of here. What would have prevented this nigga from doing this? Dontavious, that's his name. What would have prevented it, man? What? Somebody tell me, man. What is the solution for this? The only solution, call the police on these niggas. Just call the police. We have to rewind the clock as black folks. We got to rewind the clock and go back to the good old Jim Crow days and how white folks used to call the police and on black folks for just random bullshit. We need to do that to niggas. I think that's the only way this is going to work. We got to become the racist white people of yesteryear. Those of us who are productive, upstanding black folks, at least we like to think we are, we need to become the racist white people of yesteryear and just start calling the police on niggas. Just all willing. We need to start profiling niggas. They come into the store. You need to follow them around like Chun-Li. Talking about hurry up and buy, black man. Hurry up and buy, black man. I feel sorry for your mother. We got to do something like this. We got to bring back sundown towns. we got to do something, man. We got to do something. Niggas is ruining my state. Niggas is ruining the state of Florida, baby. The greatest state in the union. I was born here. I plan on dying here. I don't plan on dying at the hand of niggas like this, though. Something's got to give. I don't know what else to do. BLM ain't fixed this problem yet. Nancy Pelosi and all the Looney Tunes liberals, they ain't came up with a solution yet. Singing the black national anthem at every sporting event ain't fixed this yet. Something's got to give, man. I think we need to become the racist white people of yesterday. I mean, there was already an article out there. What was that article written by old buddy on the root or no, Very Smart Brothers. Remember that article that came out saying black men are the, what is it? Black men are the white men of black people or something like that. I think we need to actually become that, right? I'm halfway there because I'm biracial, but I think we need to become that and just start calling the police on niggas, man. Clear the block out. Get these niggas up out of here. You know what I'm saying? You see three niggas coming to a store. Have your phone ready to hit 911 and just make up some shit. Especially if they got the street nigga attire on. If they got the skinny jeans and the slides and the $500 Gucci belts and the crazy dreads. Have 911 on speed dial and just be ready to make up some shit. Because you just don't, and this can apply for males and females. Look, let's go back to the Hamburglar over here. Look at the Hamburglar. You see a strong faced chick like this come up in there. You know it's about to be a problem. You know she finna shoot niggas in the face over hamburgers. I don't know what else to do, man. I don't know what else to do. Because I would like to go to Miami. Go down there and, you know, I'm over here trying to work out, get my abs together and stuff. I'm trying to get this father figure to look like a beach body around here. I'm trying to do some things. And when I get this body back right, I want to take my high yellow ass down to Miami and walk around with my shirt off and be flexing on niggas. Problem is, I don't want no skinny jean niggas shooting me while I'm getting my flex on, trying to soak up all the sun rays. You see what I'm saying? So now I gotta go down to Miami and be ready to call the law on niggas. Get these officer, I see two Negroes on the beach. Send the beach patrol immediately. they're over here kicking up sand and spraying ocean water on people. Get these niggas up out of here. We got to do something, man. This is too much. So I think we need to become, we need to embrace our inner Scott Adams. We need to embrace our inner Dilbert. Get these niggas up out of here, man. Ain't no solution. Ain't no fixing this, man. I don't care if these niggas come from two-parent homes, single-parent homes, because, you know, two-parent homes, they be producing some pooky-ass Negroes as well, right? Got to get these niggas up out of here, man. My IT class ain't going to save these niggas. They ain't gonna learn no tech unless it has to deal with a Tech Nine. That's right. I want my high yellow holiday in the sun. That's right. I'm trying to go down there and be stunting on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, black folks are tired of niggas, man. I'm tired. That's why you got to get your money up, get your skills up, get your money up, and move around white folks. Your goal should be you move into a community. You go around, you do a tally of all the people in the community. You want that community to be at least 5 or 6% black. You don't want to go any greater than that. You know, it's gonna cause problems if too many niggas move out there. Your goal should be to be a part of the 5 to 6%. You know what I'm saying? That live around nothing but majority white folks and all that. Because look, ever since, listen, when I moved back down to Florida, I moved into my parents' old house. All right. Because they had bought a new house, but they still owned their old house. So I moved into it. And so I was getting the super family reduced rent rate, which was excellent. You know what I'm saying? Meaning I was paying damn near nothing because these are my parents, right? Now, the house that they live in, or they were living in, the one that I had moved into before I bought my new house, you know, it was a decent house. But the community over the years, you know, my parents, they won't admit this, but the community over the years kind of, you know, a bunch of niggas had moved out there. And so I used to cut the grass, and then I hired this dude to cut my grass because he was like, fuck this, I'm tired of cutting grass. Anyways, trying to keep the grass pristine, looking fresh. Almost every other day, I would go outside, get ready to go to work or whatever, and somebody threw some trash in my damn yard. If it wasn't my yard, it was my next door neighbor's yard. And look, I had cameras outside the house, so I can kind of see this shit when I go back and review the footage. It was always some nigga walking in front of the yard, and they would just be drinking a beer, eating a candy, and they would just throw the shit right in my yard, man. I'm like, I for the life of me just don't understand that crap. Now, where I live at now, I ain't found one. I've been living in this house I bought it back in 2019. You know, the gated community next to the lake and all that. I ain't seen one piece of trash in my yard in almost 4 years. When I bought this house, yeah, we're coming up on four. I bought this house in July of 2019. So yeah, we're coming up on 4 years. I ain't seen one piece of trash in my front yard in four damn years. If there is a piece of trash, I can almost promise you that if I go pull the video footage from my Ring doorbell, I'll probably see one of my white neighbors picking that shit up out of my yard if there is a piece of trash. But I ain't seen nobody come drop a piece of trash in my yard in almost four damn years. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, we got a Facebook group for this neighborhood. Let you have a piece of trash in your damn yard, and that shit don't get picked up by like 10 o'clock in the morning, somebody on Facebook gonna say something about it. They're gonna call and be like, hey, such and such that live at this house, I see some trash and you might want to pick it up. Because the HOA Nazis, they be on your ass. And I love it. I love it. That old neighborhood, though, niggas just be throwing trash. And the reason I'm bringing up the old neighborhood is because I got a friend that still live out there. He lives directly across the street from me. He had posted this video about a week or two ago. There was a shooting, like two houses down from the house I used to live in that neighborhood. And my homeboy's Ring doorbell caught it all on camera. And you see four niggas run past his house and hop into the whip. Then my homeboy goes out. He sees blood on the sidewalk because I guess one of them niggas ran up in the house and shots went off. And I think one of them niggas got shot. And then as they were running back, there were like drops of blood on the sidewalk in front of his house. And so, you know, this is the neighborhood that I used to live in when I moved back down to Florida. It wasn't always that way, but, you know, this is one of the neighborhoods. I can't raise no kids out there, no family out there, you know, because them niggas are sociopaths. Unfortunately, it's a lot of savages that like that crept into that neighborhood and just brought the whole community, you know, down for the most part. I moved out of that house and bought this one, and my parents ended up selling the house. And I think some Haitians or Jamaicans bought it. So I want to say like a year or two later, I went back to visit the house. Just a drive through the neighborhood. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if these are Haitians or Jamaicans that bought the house. I think it's Haitians. These niggas parking all on the grass. I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, do you know how much time and effort? You know, it kind of made me mad. I was like, do you know how much money I spent? How much time I spent cutting that grass before I hired my lawn dude? How much money I spent paying the lawn guy to keep that lawn looking crisp just to sell that damn house? And now you parking your shit, parking your cars all up in the damn yard. I mean, I know it's not my parents' property anymore, and I don't live in that property, but it still makes me mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, a lot of time and a lot of money went into making that yard look beautiful just to sell that house, and now niggas is just parking their cars all in the fucking grass, man. But you know what? Where I live at now, you fuck around and park your car in the grass out here, nigga, they might call the police on your ass. And guess what? I love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, I remember when I was living at the old house, this lady that lived across the street from me, Miss Bet, that's her name. I'm at work one day. I was working downtown. I don't know how the hell she got my phone. I think she called my mama, and my mama gave her my phone number. She called me. She was like, hey, you got a big package sitting outside of your house. I was like, okay. She was like, are you on your way home anytime soon? I was like, nah, I don't get off work for like another 2 or 3 hours. She was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to keep an eye out, look out for your package. Basically, she was just telling me she was literally just going to sit outside or at least have her window open so she can make sure that no nigga runs up to my front yard and steals my package. Like that's literally what she called to tell me. Now, over in the neighborhood I live in now, nigga, I can leave an Amazon package out here for a whole damn 2 weeks and ain't nobody finna steal that shit. Like nobody. As a matter of fact, my neighbors, sometimes they get my mail, they'll come through and knock on my door to return my mail to me. Like, hey, I got your mail. Hey, Mr. Dizzle, here's your mail. I'm like, well, thank you, white person. Thank you for giving me my mail. You know what I'm saying? It'd be on some shit like that, man. You're like, what the fuck this got to do with anything? It has everything to do with everything. It's because when you around niggas and you got too many niggas in the vicinity, it's going to be some nigga shit that happens. Whether it's niggas stealing your fucking packages off your porch to where your neighbors got to sit there and watch your shit from across the street because they worried about some little nigga running up and stealing your damn package. Or you trying to go down to Miami and enjoy yourself, you got to worry about some little nigga out here pulling a gun out and blasting your ass in front of everybody. And then we got niggas on YouTube, social media, always talking about white folks and racism and and how we need reparations and how we need this and how we need that. And but they just won't ever own up to the fact that you can't fix niggas. You can't. The only thing you can do is separate yourself from these niggas. And then you got to turn into chocolate covered white folks and treat them niggas how white folks used to treat niggas. Like, I mean, you have to do this. There are no solutions. There are no programs. There are no black business conferences that'll fix this. I'm mentioning that because I was watching, I was watching the Star Report. And I think he had mentioned Michi X was going to call into his show to promote her black business something. I don't know, black business thing. I was like, ugh. Shout out to Michi X, fellow mulatto out there, the militant mulatto. But I'm just like, ain't no black business meeting, conference. This ain't going to save niggas. This ain't going to prevent this from happening right here. The niggas is just airing people out in front of everybody. This ain't going to save you from getting shot in the face over a goddamn hamburger. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired, but I'm about to go to sleep. I'm about to go shower and go to sleep. I'm tired now. Anyways, let's see what y'all are yapping about. The HOA failed me. A trailer park Becky brought a pookie into my last neighborhood. Miss Freeman informed me that we were moving immediately. Oh, Lord. Yeah, man. Innumerable stories of a guy visiting his own neighborhood and they get filled full of holes. Some don't survive. My city is hot on zoning violations. I see little Ford Escorts on Saturdays, too. They are on it getting building permits. A crazy hard. Let's see. Porch Pirates. Yeah, I can't stand Porch Pirates, man. They get on my fucking nerves. Although I've never had a package stolen, but still. I just thought about it. I was like, my neighbor is actually sitting here calling to tell me what time am I getting home from work so I can come get my shit so nobody steals it. I was like, you know what? I think the day she told me that, I think I came home and told her wife, we're going house hunting. We are getting the fuck up out of here. Yeah, man. Anyways, I just wanted to share that real quick, man. We all know this stuff. We all know this stuff, but like I say, this stuff is just, it's just crazy, man. Like I said, I got a son that's around the age of these little knuckleheads, and he's going to start wanting to go out and experience nightlife as a young man and go party and all that crap. I don't want my son being around these niggas, man. And I'm sitting up waiting, you know, hoping I don't get no damn phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to really think about. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. What was that nigga's name again? Don Tavius, that was his name. Oh, yeah, Don Tavius. Who the hell thought of that fucking name? Anyway, he's charged with first degree murder. Lock his ass all the way there. Get that nigga up out of here, man. Get that nigga. Let's go look him up. I want to think out a mug shot of this dude. Let's go look it up. I want to say I saw one earlier. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Right here. It was an L for Team Dark Skin. That's your man's right there. That's your man's right there, man. Shout out to my man Royce. I love the fact that you can't just drive into my subdivision. Yeah, I love that too, man. You got to pay that extra money, B. Got to pay that extra money, man. I complain about HOA fees every now and then, but then I think about it. I'm like, shit. Do be keeping niggas up out of here. Your son is a nerd. Shout out to your son, man. Enroll your son into martial arts classes so he don't get beat up for being a nerd. Yeah. That's a murder name. Yeah, Dontavious. I tell you, man, these names, listen, I just don't understand it. Why parents name their children certain, like, listen, like I said earlier, you don't have to name your child Brad, Sally, Sarah, you know, the good old American Pie names. You don't have to do that. I'm cool with Jamal. You know, Jamal technically isn't a black name. It's an Arabic name, but I'm cool with Jamal. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with Tyrone. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with names. Those names don't bother me. It's these made up names right here where parents are just sitting around, they just, what's that damn game back in the day? What was that damn game with we had the letters in the bag. You had to shake the bag up, pull the letters out, and you try to spell words. Anyway, it was like a crossword game. Anyways, parents is in there just reaching in, grabbing a bunch of fucking letters and throwing them up against the wall. Whatever they see, that's going to be my baby's name. You name your child these ultra ignorant ghetto names. You only say, dude, you are guaranteeing your child to be a failure ass nigga in life, male or female. Guaranteed. I don't want to hear none of this crap. Yeah, Scrabble. That was the name of the game. I don't want to hear none of this crap about, oh, man, you know, when my name gets looked at on a resume, they throw my resume in the trash because of my name. They need to throw it in the trash. They need to. They know what's up when they see that name, Dontavious or, you know, Glocktavious, you know, whatever name, whenever they see a damn Tavious come across their desk, they know what's up. They know what's up. They know it's probably going to be a problem. Your parents have said, look, can you think of any successful person in life with a name like that? Anybody? Can anybody think of a successful person in life? They ain't got to be rich and famous. I'm talking about just somebody you know in life that is doing very well in life with a ultra ghetto name. Can anybody think of one like that? There's only one person I could think of. Condoleezza Rice. What was she like? The former secretary, how do you spell Condoleezza? Yeah, the former I think she got a ghetto ass name, but she was the former United States Secretary of State. That's like the only person I could think of that actually has like a ghetto name that went on to become somebody very successful in life. I can't think of nobody else, man. I can't think of nobody. These names are the downfall of black folks. Kangtacious. Or a name that ends in trail. Yeah. Some trails be on that BS too. Don Trail. Anyway, that's all I want to talk about, man. I just want to get on here and be a little racist tonight. That's it. I just want to be a little racist. Debo Samuel's real name is Raekwon. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anybody, what was that? Y'all ever see this meme? Hold on, let me show y'all. Anybody ever remember this? I wonder, Erica McBride. Anybody remember seeing this picture right here? Erica McBride. Now look how they got it spelled. Erica McBride. Anybody remember seeing this? I want to say this was a real person. Erica McBride, Erica. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, man, we had to cook a couple butter biscuits, man. I said, I just want to be a little racist tonight. That's it. Just a little racist. I mean, come on, man. But I'm just saying, this is uncalled for, man. This, I mean, come on, man. I mean, and these gonna be the same niggas running around here talking about, man, they always sees us like this. White folks, they's always profiling, and they all think we's criminals and thugs, and Scott Adams of Dilbert is racist. It's like, nigga, you do stuff like this, and then you're shocked that motherfuckers don't want to be around you. White folks is racist and all. I mean, you're shocked. Like what else are they supposed to be like? What else are they supposed to be like? Because it's to the point where I want to be like that. I understand, but you half black. So what, nigga? There are full, so-called full black people who probably feel the same way. What else are you supposed to think when you see a crowd of young black folks just cutting up? What else are you supposed to think? That's just their cultures, man. That's just how black people. Nah, fuck that. That ain't how black people are. That's how niggas are. What else are you supposed to think? You see a bunch of these little niggas out here. What you supposed to think, man? Let's just imagine the police weren't in this picture. Just all black folks. You know, good and goddamn well, you step out on the block with these niggas, you know some nigga in the crowd is going to act a fucking fool. Because you know, down here in Miami, during when this happened, they say they recovered like 70 or 80 guns. So you know some nigga out there just finna act a fucking fool, just to act a fucking fool. You know it. I don't know why people act like it's such a crime to say that. I don't know why people act like white folks ain't thinking it. It's like everybody's thinking it, nigga. When we see a group of black folks, everybody's thinking this shit. White, black, Hispanic, everybody's thinking it. Because there's like a 99.9% chance you're going to prove our thoughts to be right. Somebody's going to prove the thoughts to be right. Everybody's thinking it. You just talking that coon talk. Yeah. Goddamn right, man. We cooning it up over here. Fuck is you talking about? Yeah, I mean, I don't blame Scott Adams, man. I don't blame him. Nobody want to deal with this crap. These niggas are getting worse. It ain't like they're getting better. They're getting worse. They just doing shit just to do it. They getting worse. They are getting worse. I'm like, how do you fix this? There ain't no solutions, man. Call the police on these niggas, man. I'm gonna start putting Blue Lives Matter stickers on my damn car, man. Let niggas know what side I'm on. Let niggas know what side I'm on. Fuck is you talking about? I'm down with the blue, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? I mean, I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of this crap. Can't even go to the damn beach without worrying about some nigga shooting your ass. Yeah, man. Coon, listen, we gotta identify each other out in these streets, man. We gotta get our raccoon hats and all that crap. Fuck these niggas talking about. I'm trying to live to be an old man who could do old man stuff. That's my goal in life. And cooning is going to help me get there. Cooning is going to, you know, me trying to be a real nigga ain't going to help me get there. Cooning will. You know what I mean? YouTube deleted your messages. Oh. Yeah, YouTube, they be out here watching these because I was in whose chat was I in about a week ago? I think it was Ty City's chat. And I had said something, and YouTube, they deleted the message. I was like, damn, I ain't even say nothing. I can't remember what I typed, but they had zapped my message. I was like, ain't this some bullshit? The YouTube people are really watching my channel or watching my comments. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, YouTube be on that BS, man. They be on that BS on these Negro channels. Now, you go to my other YouTube channel, oh, it's gravy over there. The views and the AdSense just flow. Flow like no tomorrow. Over here, it's a whole other story, man. All right, man. That's all I want to talk about, man. I ain't got much else to talk about. Yeah, that's right. We bringing the Butter Biscuit Brigade out, man. The fuck is you talking about? The Butter Biscuit Brigade is coming. I told y'all I'm gonna come up with a design for a flag and some Butter Biscuit bumper stickers. We gotta recognize each other on these streets, man. When we see each other, we gotta throw up the bees. The Butter Biscuits, we gotta do something so we know we're in safe company. We gotta recognize each other, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be out on YouTube talking to each other. We gotta communicate in these streets. Gotta come up with a secret handshakes and treat this thing like a fraternity or some shit, man. You know what I mean? So I'm going to come up with a Butter Biscuit flag, some Butter Biscuit bumper stickers and T-shirts. Let people know the coons are out. You know what I'm saying? The coons are out. We will call the police, or we will have that thing on our hip just in case we got to use it. They got the Jim Crow type moderation on nigga channels. Yeah, man. Little separate but equal YouTube channels. But this the black only water fountain channel over here. Shit. I don't know what happened to the Big Baller brand. So, yeah, that's probably going to be a problem. I probably can't trademark BBB because they probably got that trademark. I have to come up with something else. I don't know. I got my other thing, the Kundalini. So I got to figure out how to do something with the Kundalini. I actually opened up a store. I forgot. I can't remember my damn login password to that store. I got to go through and remember my login credentials. Where I started to make some T-shirts. I had made one called Light Skin Matters or something. I made it as a joke, and somebody asked. I think I sold like 3 or 4 shirts. I had put it up as a joke, and sold 3 or 4 shirts. I was like, "Damn, this is a bullshit ass joke." So I think I'm gonna have to take that and come up with some coon apparel, man, so we can recognize each other in these streets, man. Oh wow. Man, that's some bullshit right there. Yeah, man. Anyways, that's all I want to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? I want black folks to get it together. I want black folks to be prosperous. But the only way that's going to happen, you got to get away from these niggas, man. And then when you see large gatherings of Negroes, and they just got that look. They just got that look. Everybody know that look. Just that look. It's probably in your best interest to not even go, to try to just get away from the scene, because you know something about to go down. You can just feel it in the air. You know, all of a sudden Phil Collins song come on or whatever. I can feel it. Coming in the air tonight. You know something's about to happen. I just want y'all to be safe, man. Be safe and prosperous, man. That's all. That's the whole message here. All right. Anyways, I'm about to chuck deuces. So y'all be safe out in these streets. Get your coon on, man. Call the police on these niggas, man. Get these niggas up out of here. All right. I'm out. Peace.